This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. If you were asked this morning, what is your purpose in life? I wonder what you'd say. That's a great question. It's an important one, and only you can answer. Now, some people say, I want to make my mark in the world, leave the world a better place for my children and their children. I want to retire by the time I'm 50 with $10 million in my superannuation account. But does your life lack meaning and direction? And I think that by defining your life's purpose, that you can get clarity and focus and direction. And our purpose is our reason for being. It's why we're here. Each of us is a unique person. It's up to us to uncover that purpose. As I said, no one else can find it for us. And I think we all search for significance. And we want to know, what is it that makes life interesting and makes life count and make a difference? Now, God has given us different gifts and skills that we can use, not only for ourselves, but for the good of others. And if you use your talents to benefit other people and you become the person you're intended to be, I think you'll be blessed and God will give you happiness and your life will take on special significance. How sad it is to meet an older person who is still looking for that sense of purpose. And I'm sure there's much more meaning in life once you know your purpose. That question, the college students, of course, they rack their brains trying to determine, I guess, their purpose in life. They sort out all the philosophies they spread out before them, you know, at university, I guess. And older people, when their kids move out of home, they wonder what life's about. And Bertrand Russell, who was one of the most famous philosophers of the 20th century and an atheist, he said, unless you assume the existence of God, the question of life's meaning and purpose is irrelevant. So have you found that purpose? And for some, it's a painful question because the answer just hasn't come. Someone has said that the mystery of human existence lies not just in staying alive, but in finding something to live for. And Robert F. Kennedy said the purpose of life is to contribute in some way to make things better. That's a simple statement, isn't it? So just think about a hammer, a good old ordinary hammer. What is it designed to do? To hit nails, of course. That's what it was created to do. So you imagine the hammer never gets used, just sits there in your toolbox, doesn't care. Now imagine that same hammer with a soul or a self-consciousness, and days go by, and he remains in that toolbox. He feels funny, but not exactly sure why. There's something missing. And then one day, someone pulls him out of the toolbox and uses him to break some branches for the fireplace. He's happy. He's being held, wielded, hitting the branches. The hammer loves it, but there's still something missing there, and he just is used that way. But then in the days to follow, he's used to fix a hubcap. He blasts through some sheet of rock and knocks a table leg back into place, and he's happy, but he still feels unfulfilled. And then one day, someone uses him on a nail, and suddenly the lights come on in his little hammer soul. He understands what he was truly designed for. He was designed and meant to hit nails. All the other things that he's done pale into comparison. He knows now what his hammer soul was searching for. Now, yes, it's a silly illustration, but do you get what I'm saying? We are created in God's image for a relationship with him, and being in that relationship with God is really the only thing that's going to really satisfy our souls. And until we come to know God, we might have had lots of wonderful experiences in life, but we haven't hit a nail. We've been used for some good, maybe noble things, but not what we were ultimately designed for, not the one thing that finds most fulfillment. And it was St. Augustine who made the profound statement a long time ago that still is relevant today. You, God, have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. And that's true. The reason so many of us struggle to find a purpose in our lives is because we keep looking to the wrong person or the wrong thing or the wrong job for a solution. I want to speak about that again tomorrow. Heavenly Father, help me to look up today and say, yes, I can see your beauty and your presence. Let my hands reach out to share your love with other people and help me make the world a better place. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.